If you're looking for a more flexible way to homeschool or just make learning work better for your family, Time for Learning can help. It's an all-in-one online curriculum for pre-K through 12th grade with customizable lessons in core subjects, electives, and enrichment courses, so you can create a learning plan that fits your child's pace, interests, and goals. And because homeschooling is easier when parents have the right support, it also comes with tools like an activity planner, automatic grading, and transcript templates to keep lessons organized and make progress easy to track. Whether you need a full homeschool curriculum or extra academic support, Time for Learning adapts to the way your family learns. Right now, get $20 off your first month at timeforlearning.com with code PODCAST at checkout. That's time4learning.com. Start today with month-to-month access and no long-term commitment.
This is Dr. Kelly Cagle, and you're listening to the Parenting IQ Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking and hearing from some really special guests, and really, they are the ones that teach me a whole lot about the things that you guys hear about. They're the ones that are using a lot of my examples, so I wanted you to hear their little voices, to connect with their personalities, and hear who they truly are, aside from the things that I share about them. So I'm going to start with Levi. Levi, tell everyone hello.
Hello.
How old are you, bud?
I'm 11 years old.
So this is my firstborn. He's the one that made me a mom, and he makes me so proud, and I just love him so much. And so I'm going to start with this question, Levi. Tell me three things about you.
Okay, well, I love soccer. It's about all I do. I go to Grace Prep, which is a university model school, and I have three wonderful and amazing brothers.
Oh, three brothers?
I mean, two.
Two, but what? Who's that third one?
Me.
I know, but what else did you just get this weekend?
A dog.
A dog. So technically, that can be that can be your third brother. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the university model school that you brought up. Can you share what you like, dislike about that?
Well, so you go to school 2 days a week, which means 3 days a week you're home with your family and they kind of help you learn, and they're just so caring for you. So that's one. The teachers are wonderful, and it's just nice to be home.
Good. Well, I'm glad you like it because I like having you home too. So we'll talk a little bit more about that school in just a second and why we chose that as our school. But, buddy, thank you so much. Everybody, will catch you on the next one, okay?
Okay.
All righty. All right, come on up, bud. This is, what's your name? Tell everybody your name.
Titus.
Titus, how old are you?
Five.
You're five. Okay. Here's a question for you, buddy. What is your favorite thing about school?
Learning.
You like learning. Why do you like learning? What do you like about learning?
Well,
what have you been doing a lot lately?
Spending time with my brothers.
Yeah, but what about when it comes to learning? What are you writing a lot lately? Letters? Are you learning your letters?
Yes.
Yes. He starts kindergarten in the fall, and he's been practicing his letters. It's been so cute. He asks us all the time, how do you spell this word, or what letter does this start with? And it's been really fun to watch that develop because he practices all the time. He's my quiet, as you can tell. He's my little introvert. So I'm really proud of him for even stepping over here and greeting you guys. So good job, buddy. Thank you. And now the icing on the cake, as I like to call him. This is our surprise baby. Not that he wasn't planned. We wanted a third baby, but we didn't find out the gender, which was so much fun. And then we ended up with three boys. So we call him the icing on the cake for us. Buddy, what is your name?
Micah.
Micah. All right. Talking to the mic. How old are you, buddy?
Four.
You're 4 years old. Here's a question for you. What do you like to play with the most?
Do you like to play?
Tractor?
I like playing with dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs? What's your favorite dino?
A T-Rex.
Do you like playing with kinetic sand?
Yeah.
You do? What about puzzles?
Yeah.
Yes?
Even I like being Godzilla.
You like being Godzilla?
Yeah.
Why do you like being Godzilla?
Because,
because he's big and strong like you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Bubbies. So those are my teachers. They're the ones that challenge me. They're the ones that teach me and keep me on my toes and give me all the energy that I need. Now, here's what I want to do now. With meeting them a little bit, I want to tell you guys a little bit about me as well and why we've made some of the choices that we've made, some of the experiences that we've had in our lives, and what our parenthood, how we've been shaped by these boys. So first, I want to start with back in 1998, my family decided to move from Brazil. It wasn't like we had this clear message or purpose for moving. We just felt the Lord telling us to move. And my parents were obedient and decided to, hey, we're moving to America. So within 2 months, they sold everything that they had and moved their four kids. My oldest sister was already here. She moved in August or October, one of the two, can't remember. But then the whole family moved, sold cars, everything that we had. My dad was a pastor. So it was kind of a big leap of faith to move. At the time, I was 11 years old. And one big thing that shaped me, number one, was the language barrier. I didn't speak any English when we moved. So my parents, we moved in December in Brazil. The way that the school works is that the school year is from, because of the weather, is January to December. So I had just finished fourth grade. And when we moved in December in America, that's technically the middle of the year. So whenever my transcript came to the school and the counselor was looking at it, she said, all right, so you have two options. You can either go to the second semester of fifth grade based on your age, or you can go to the second semester of sixth grade based on your transcript, based on my grades and the credits that I moved to America with. Now, granted, I, a little girl, spoke zero English. I didn't, technically, my mom taught me two sentences before she dropped me off at school. And the first one was, sorry, I don't speak any English. So people wouldn't think that I was just being rude, not responding to their questions. And then the second one was, may I go to the restroom, please? And everybody laughs because I go potty all the time. I drink tons of water all day. And so my mom knew that she had to drop me off at least with those two life-saving sentences that I'd be able to communicate. But a big concern of mine whenever I became a mom myself is that that little girl that spoke no English skipped a year and a half of school after moving from a third world country. So that's the first concern that I had. Then whenever I was a sophomore in high school, I had a Brazilian friend at the same school. And she said, hey, Kelly, I heard about this opportunity that if you have an opportunity to graduate high school a year early and just talk to your counselor about it. And I was like, okay, why not? Why not graduate early? So I visited with the school counselor and she said, yes, all you need to do is take this one course based on the credits you've gotten so far. And then your junior year will combine your junior classes and your senior classes, and you'll get all your credits. So again, I skipped a year and a half of school when I first moved to America, and then a year of high school when I was actually in high school. So technically, I skipped 2.5 years of school altogether. And whenever I became a mom, I was like, wait a minute. Why was that the case whenever I moved from a third world country, didn't speak any English, and was able to finish school so quickly and skip that? So that was always really alarming to me about what my own children were learning and what I was going to, you know, just make sure that they're challenged, that academically that we are challenged. So that definitely was the primary factor that led my pursuit of finding an ideal school. I say all the time that there is no perfect school because it does not exist. But in my point of view, there is an ideal school. So finding the things that you prioritize for your child's education. And so, as I told you, I wanted to make sure that they were challenged academically. And so I visit every school that they've been to, which this is his second school to attend. I've toured the school personally. Josh and I have, my husband and I have. We have visited with the principal. We showed up with questions. There were things that we wanted to know, particularly for like philosophical things, as in my previous episode one, I talked about curriculum. And so there's a lot of curriculum oversight that we do within our home. And so that was really important for us. So we always visited with a list of questions and ready to explore things that were important to us. And the second one was that we wanted diversity. We wanted them to be in an environment where there were lots of opportunities to make awesome friends and connect with people from all over, not that we're just like him. And so that was also really important to us. Then we found out when he was in third grade, or starting technically third grade, that about this university model school. And something that I also want to share with you that was a big leading factor leading us to that point was that in between there was, as you saw, that there's a big age difference between Levi and Titus, my 11-year-old and my 5-year-old. So within our home, we experienced 3 miscarriages. And so that was really hurtful and made it even more us aware of being super intentional with our kids, the ones that were gifted to us and entrusted with us. So we do our best to steward the gifts that we were given from God. And that was really big that whenever Levi started kindergarten, Titus was born, right? Our first, we call him our miracle baby. He was born. And so Levi would get in the car and he would always say, what all did you guys do today? And we were like, well, I was in my master's program at the time. I'm like, well, I did a whole bunch of homework. And Titus was an infant. So he's like, he just sat around and ate food. And you know what I mean? Didn't really do anything fun. But Levi always felt like he was missing out. And so that was kindergarten year. And then first grade, he's still asking those same questions, you know, going to school every day, still getting in the car after school and asking these same questions. And then in second grade, we were pregnant with Micah. And again, really feeling like he was missing out. And so then I found out about this university model school, which, as he mentioned previously, that they go to school on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, they're assigned satellite. They're technically satellite days. And so all new learning happens at school from highly qualified teachers. And then on the other 3 days, they're at home with me and I'm the overseer of their learning. So the model is designed to have the parents be a primary voice of influence, even during the academic years. And as I mentioned, Levi was feeling like he was missing out. I really love being involved and I wanted to make sure that they were challenged. Not that I could do it any differently or better than any teacher could, because by golly, they can do a much better job than me and I trust them with that role. But I also wanted time with them. So family time was really important to us. And I really can't speak for Josh, but I've also witnessed an increased intentionality on his part as well, especially as Levi grows up. From this idea of we know that we struggled with pregnancy and, you know, caring full term, lost 3 babies, and we have these 3 and we are so blessed with them and we want to do our very, very best to be intentional with our time with them and our attention for them. And so that's really how our experience is, this idea of I moved to this country and I want to explore what is best for my own kids. I'm not okay just letting them cruise, enrolling them in some school and letting them go by. I want to explore. It's really this idea of school choice. It's a beautiful thing that we experience in America in particular, is that we have a choice where we send our kids to school. Nowadays, there are even open enrollment. Back in the day, whenever even I was in high school, we had zones, and you were zoned to attend a certain school, and so that's where you went. Now there's open enrollment, and these districts where I live, they have STEM academies and leadership academies and these really awesome opportunities that if you see a gift in your child, for example, I have an individual that I know who has a very artistic child, fine arts and theater, and so they've chosen a fine arts academy for their kid. And it's so awesome because you can partner with schools in a way that you really couldn't back in the day. And I believe that charter schools coming into the picture was a big influence of that, because a lot of charter schools are focused on certain areas. And so really, private schools, our enrollment numbers are going through the roof. So again, it's this intentionality about life. And I believe that with COVID, even though there are so many hurtful and negative things that happened with COVID, I think that one positive thing has been this awakening of parents of, hey, what have my personal experiences taught me, whether it was during COVID, whether it was from whenever I was in school, just like I shared about mine. So those experiences really shaped who I was. Josh's experiences were very different, but because of our open communication within our home, we talk all the time about what are the things that we want our kids to learn. So I want to leave you with the thought that regardless if you work from home or you're out of the house, what are some experiences in your work life, in your school, if you think back in the day with your parenting, how you were parented? You know, you hear all the time people say, I will never do this. My dad did this. My mom did this. I'm never going to parent like they did. But what were some of those personal experiences that have shaped your intentionality, your perceptions, and even your kids' education? Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast because you don't want to miss a single episode. Also, tell your friends about it, especially if your kids are friends with their kids, because guess what? You'll be influencing your kids as well as those in their circle. It'll be a double win. And one last thing, I added the notes from today's show to my website just in case there's something you'd like to revisit or share with a friend. Head over to drkellycagle.com to find that and much more.